The rest of the story. You can see him, can't you? The Admiral, standing on the bridge of his warship. His face is virile, proud. His eyes are unblinking in the stinging spray, trained with determined intensity on a distant enemy vessel. The Imperial fleet flanking the Admiral's flagship is that of the Republic of Genoa. The enemy, the dreaded Barbary pirates. The battleground, the Mediterranean Sea, in the precise chronological heart of the 16th century. The importance of this expedition makes the Admiral's participation imperative. Indeed, of all Genoese warriors, he, this one man, is indispensable. 100 times over, in 12 major campaigns, he has proved his incredible courage. It was he who drove the French from Genoa and who organized that Republican state. It was he who then captured Corona and Patras and Tunis, establishing himself as the most famous naval commander of his era. And now, in 1550, he is at war in the Mediterranean once more, this time with the Barbary pirates. He has tangled with them before. He knows their habits, their many strengths, their few weaknesses. And he respects their ferocity, though no less than they respect his. In this battle, as in so many others, the seamen of the Genoese fleet will look to their Imperial Admiral for inspiration. They will listen for his booming voice. They will watch him standing at the flagship's prow, his sword raised high. By his men he is respected, beloved, and in that order. For through equal portions of intelligence and might, he has made Genoa undisputed master of the Mediterranean. He will battle the Barbary pirates for 2 more years. For 3 years thereafter, he will turn his magnificent maritime war machine against the French at the island of Corsica. And Corsica will be restored to Genoa because of him. Because of one man's irresistible energy and uncompromising leadership. In his time, historians agree there was only one warrior on earth who could have accomplished what he accomplished. Of course, his name would be numbered among the greatest in all naval history. More than 400 years later, a battleship and a renowned transatlantic liner would bear that very name, the name of the incomparable Admiral Andrea Doria. And yet to lead those battles against the Barbary pirates and the French at Corsica, the expeditions of which you've just learned, Admiral Andrea Doria had emerged from retirement. He had retired from active duty to the political concerns of Genoa for 6 years. The year he returned to active duty, 1550, Andrea Doria turned 84. And that indispensable warrior, before finally getting back to Genoese politics, was to remain an active, seafaring, sword-bearing leader of the Imperial fleet at war 5 years more. Now, you know the rest of the story.